Welcome back to our second session after the our first break. Our first speaker now will be Andreas Schneider from Red Hat and also member of the Zamba team, and he will be talking about the self-test suite testing Zamba.
Hello, welcome to my talk. So, my name is Andreas Schneider. I'm working for Red Hat on Zamba. And I'm the maintainer of the Zamba packages there. The question is always, who am I? So I'm a free and open source software developer. I'm working on Zamba. Most of my time, I have some other spare time projects, or in the meantime, they also are used inside of Red Hat, so I'm working on my work time for them too. So I'm working on CMocker, which is a unit testing framework, then CREP, which is the testing framework for our daemons inside of Zamba, DSSH library, libssh, and I'm also a little bit involved in free IPA. So here is a question for you. Are you pastafarian? If you work on this code of self-test, you need to believe in the flying spaghetti monster. The self-test code is the finest spaghetti code we have inside of Zamba. Believe me, and I will prove it to you. So we successfully mix C, Perl, Python, and Bash, and probably something else too, which I just forgot, because we have so many of them. So what will you learn today? First, I will tell you about torture test planning, setting up the Zamba environments for testing, how to run the tests, and how to use our test environment for debugging or writing new tests. And I also have an example how to implement a really new simple test. So let's start with an overview about the self-test suite. The Zamba self-test has two parts. On the left side, you have test suite planning, and around that we have subunit, which is a protocol to parse the results. The test suite planner plans the tests, for example, for spoolers, as for SMB3, for WinBind, for the domain controller, and the test planning is done in Python. Then we have our test environment set up. That's a Perl script, and it sets up, for example, an Active Directory domain controller, or it can set up NT4 domain controller, primary domain controller. We can join members into AD in this environment. We can set up a special file server test setup, and so subunit, to be more specific, is a protocol for a report format for unit tests. We use this in for all our unit tests, use this output format, and subunit parses the output and presents it in a nicer and easier way. For example, we have the Zamba build farm and all the results are presented there in HTML, and on the console it's a little bit different. As always, Zamba has some special non-compatible extensions for subunit. And, well, that's something we always do. If we integrate something new, we add some more stuff to it. If you're interested more into subunit, you can find it on GitHub, and there is a new specification in the meantime, version 2, but we don't support it in Zamba and are not able to use it. Okay, so subunit is around the test suite planning to parse the output of the tests. Let's look at the target environment setup first. So self-test creates a harness for Zamba with, for example, artificial users and groups. We completely fake a network And we can do DNS resolving in this network and all the things which you normally have in a normal web network. But we do this on your machine without the need to set up any virtual machine or something like that. All you have to do is type one command and you get an AD running and you have a client shell to start running commands against it. We can set up we can start up different setups like in Active Directory domain controller, or we can set up an NT4. Then we can set up an ADDC and join with Winbinder member to it and then run tests in this environment. So it's really flexible and it allows us to test many aspects of Samba in locally on your machine. And you can also create different configurations of the ADDC or of the file server, for example. We need different shares because we are when we want to test different SMB options, we need to create different shares with different options and then test all the semantics of it to be sure that it's working correctly. We achieved that using the CRAP project. I gave a talk last year here. You will find the slides online and probably also a video about it somewhere. At the moment, we have four wrappers to do our testing. The first is socket wrapper. It does network address emulation. So we can, all the traffic which is going over TCP, IP, or UDP and is redirected over Unix domain sockets. And this way, we can set up a complete network on a local machine. NSS wrapper creates artificial users groups, and we also have hostname resolution with it, so you can create your own host file, and then if you call get other info, for example, you will get an artificial hostname out of it. It will not contact any name server you have configured in etcresolve.conf. Then UID wrapper fakes privilege separation, so we can fake switching to a different user, but we don't actually do it. And the newest wrapper is Resolve wrapper, which we implemented last year. It fakes a DNS server. And this way we can, for example, the Kerberos library can do DNS discovery for the KDC. So then we have, we have the test environment set up and then we have test planning. We will look at test planning now, and it's important to know a test is always planned against a target which sets up a test environment. So test planning, a test, for example, can be SMB torture, a bash script, or another binary we have in our source code. For example, we have stest. We plan this and we specify a target which we plan this test against. We have a lot of tests which are run against several targets, but we have some tests which only run against special targets. And then we can also define different options, authentication methods, and this is normally done in the test planning setup. If you want to run against a special target and it is not running yet, then we will set it up. If it is already running, then we just can fire the test. The test is normally executed against the target. The output is parsed by subunit and then reported to the command line, or if it's running in the build farm, we write it in a format that the web pages can parse it nicely and display it correctly. Okay, the integration tests. We have a really huge test binary which is called SMB torture. SMB torture is doing all of the integration tests we have. For example, we test all flavors of SMB in there, all dialects of SMB semantics, and check that the server is behaving correctly. SMB torture can also be run manually against the Windows server. And normally, if you write SMB torture tests, you write the tests, run them against Windows to verify that they are working more or less correctly, and then you start to run them against Samba. Or if we implement a new protocol, then we first write the client side of the protocol, run it against Windows where it's already implemented, and then we implement the server part in Samba. Then all the RPC tests are in SMB torture included, and we have a lot of other strange tests in there. But I'm not going into deep details here, so SMB torture is a topic for itself. If you are writing integration tests or want to test protocols, then you need to look into the SMB torture source code. And probably there is not very much documentation about it. Okay, let's look how we are running the tests. The first really simple command to do that is called make test. It will run our complete test suite, and it takes more than 2 hours in the meantime to complete. If you are a developer and you find something is broken, you normally don't run the full test suite, but you just run one test or a subset. And if you use the variable tests, you can specify a regular expression, and then it will select, based on this regular expression, only the tests which match it. For example, here if you say spooler's acid will run all the printing tests. There are more options to it. Volker? Yeah, so he asked where, if there is documentation, how the matching works. It's really, maybe it's described on the wiki page, but I'm not sure. So, but probably it's a really simple regular expression, so you can use star inside there. The thing is, if some tests have spaces in there, but you can't use a space in this regular expression here, because if you want to specify several tests, you need to separate them by spaces. So you need to use a dot, which is for used for any character, and then it works.
I think one of the main problems that causes confusion is that in some, you can repeat it, that it doesn't match all levels of tests we have. So I think that was mainly the background for the question. So you can just select like more in the top level. You can't build arbitrarily in the level.
Yeah, you can only, so he said, you can only select the higher level of the tests, but not go deep down into the special test in SMB torture. For that, you need to run it manually. But that's not really hard to do. I can show you later how we are doing this. You can specify a lot of more options for the self-test environment on the command line here. Like, you can specify options for SMBD, for WinBindD, for NMBD, for the Samba daemon. In this way, we also have the ability that you can add special sb.conf options on the command line here. They are mostly documented on the wiki page, which I will show you later. If you run the test, then normally the output is parsed by subunit, so all you get to see is the test was successful or it failed. If you want to see the actual output, what the test is giving you, then you need to specify a different subunit for MATA. And yeah, you can say here, just cat it, then you get the complete output, which the test is printing. Or you can use T to also write it down to a file. We also have the ability to just run one test and attach Valgrind to it, so you get Valgrind output for it if you're looking for a bug. Important is that several tests you want to specify here are separated by spaces. If a test name is using a space, you need to replace it with a dot. Okay, let's look how this is done. So The first thing normally you are doing if you are a developer and run it manually, you source this bash script. The first thing it does is it sets TDB to not do any fsyncs. So the test is run a lot faster. And normally when you are testing, you don't care about fsyncs to the disk. And it also sets some variables for SMBD that it logs into into its log directory and write log files instead of printing everything to STD out. It's needed that we do that, that we print to the STD out in the case when we are running it at our auto build system. You are not able to access the logs there normally, so we need to print to STD out that it is parsed and displayed in the web interface. But if you are doing it on your machine, you normally source this file first, and then the test will run faster and the locking is set up correctly. Yeah, and then when we just say make test and we start to run the spool SS tests, then you can see that it is set up NT4 domain controller and NMBD for it for discovery. And now the first test is scheduled, which is an RPC test for spool SS, which tests some semantics. yeah, normally you get some warnings at the beginning when something is started because it assumes that it can access directories in your system, but the smb.conf file is not loaded yet to change these directories. So you get some warnings, but after the config file is reloaded, everything is going to the correct directories inside of the self-test suite. Yeah, it also prints how long it took to run a test. And in the end, when all tests are run, we tear down everything, and then you get an output of the tests which took the longest. So these are the slowest tests. If you run, it's sometimes interesting to see if a test pops up here, which never was on the top, then we know probably we broke something, that it is slower, and we need to investigate what is going wrong. I can now specify here in tests, if I print the whole name of the test, then it will execute only one test and not the complete everything which is matching spool SS in the test names. If you are looking for the test names, currently we don't have a way to list them, but you can go to the build farm and then look at the current build which finished, and then you will see all the names which are there. So it's not very user-friendly on this level, but yeah, there is a way to find out. Yeah, so this is just running the tests. As a developer, there is something more important, which is called make_test_env, which sets up an environment you can work in and run everything manually. If you call make_test_env by default, it starts in a DTC environment, but you can specify a different environment with the variable self_test_test_env. For example, test environments are ADDC, NT4DC, AD member, NT4 member, and much more. And it's easy to add new targets if you need them. So let's take a look how this works. So normally if you run make_test_env, it will start an X term, which rep- represents the client side, but if you are running Screen or Tmux, we are also able to handle everything in Tmux, which I'm doing here. I just tell it we are running now in a Screen session, and it will detect if it is Screen or Tmux, and then start different bash environments here. Yeah, so here you can see it is starting a DDC with so in the first window here, so this is my make testenv command. It started an DDC with NTVFS as the file server, and this here is the client side, and I can now start, for example, I can say kinit administrator. Okay, the password, you, at the beginning, if you enter the environment, it will list all the variables which are available, and it will show you the name of the DC server, the IP address, the NetBIOS name, the username, which is administrator, the password for the administrator, the DC username. And so we can use this now. LOCDCPASS1, and as you can see, my password will expire, and I have a ticket from our domain controller, and I can use normally now SMB client to connect to local DC, and there should be a TMP directory with the user with just a Kerberos ticket, and now list what is in there. So this allows you to run a DC and have a client there with Kerberos, everything is working. And as you can see, I didn't set up any network for it, any virtual machine. It's just one command, make testenv, and it will start an environment. With a domain controller, you can start testing for it. And you can also execute all the tests. If you do make test, then you can start it, and you can also run all the tests manually here. For example, I think it's script. Yeah, we have some tests are bash script, and you can manually run them there, or you can look up the SMB torture command for a test and then run it. So this is really an absolute powerful command. And to show you the beauty of it, so you can see here, we are running make, which is starting up Python script, which runs a shell, then Perl, bash again, Python, a T command for subunit, Python again, and here we are starting the Samba server, which forks several times, and this is the bash which I'm running in. So we successfully mix a lot of stuff there, and the ugliness is not getting better, but it's really powerful what self-test can do, or what you can achieve for it. Especially as a developer, this is really handy if you need to develop new tests, or if you try to debug something because you can attach a debugger to the SMB tortured binary, or you can attach, if you are started, it attach first to the Samba daemons. So the nice thing is, we also have a command which is called gdb testenv, and this will attach gdb to all the servers which are started, and you will get a window with gdb for every server which is started, and then can set breakpoints and then run the test environment, and it will break at the right point. I'm not sure. So normally this works really fine with Xterm. I'm not sure if it works correctly with Tmux, but I think so. Let's test it. Yeah. So here you are running the Samba daemon in a GDB now, and you can now stop it and set a breakpoint somewhere. And then continue, and then now, for example, start the client, which more or less triggers it. And yeah, that's really handy and easy to use. You don't have to, the benefit from it is that you don't have to test, set up any virtual machines for it. It works on every machine. So if you compile Samba with a developer option, then this is available. You need to do any extra work to set it up. Also, as this is using socket wrapper, we are also able to capture the traffic between the server and the client, or just say we want to capture the traffic from the client. All you have to do is export this variable, socket wrapper pcap file, and tell it the name, and then it will record the traffic and you can inspect it with Wireshark afterwards. Socket wrapper cannot or does not fake the network 100% correctly, so you will see that some TCP IP things in Wireshark are broken, because we redirect everything over Unix sockets. But the most important stuff is intact, and you can inspect it. Yeah, but it's really handy if you need to know what is going on in the wire. The important thing to know here is the data is always appended to the file you specify. So you probably, if you run it again, you should delete the file first. Not that you are looking at the same stuff again and wonder, well, I changed something, where is it? And then you are scrolling down, oh, it's at the end. Okay, let's look how to write tests. If you write a test, normally you check if there is already a target which suits your need, or you create a new setup target, environment. You either write a new SMB torture test, which means you extend it and you write it in C, for example, the client side for a new protocol to test, or you can also create a new bash script for testing a tool like testing SMB client or something like that. We do this with a simple bash script. At least at the moment, we would like to get rid of these bash scripts and use, for example, a Python test, unit test environment. The tests are planned in a Python file, for example, in source3 self-test testpy.py. There is one for Samba in the source4 tree, in the source3 tree, and then we have some black box tests, which also has this Python script, and it's, if you look at it, it's really easy to understand and to add a new test in there. Okay. So before Samba XP, with a colleague of mine from the QA team, we started to implement a new test for Samba. And the test is to test some smb.conf options for a lowercase. If you force every files in a share to be lowercase and preserve the case. We had some bugs in there, and so we needed a test for it. So we create a new environment, which is called file server. And all you need to do is to create a function called set up file server, and this function provisions then the SMB. So you just copy it from a function which is in there, and you can see here we print that we provision a file server, we create some directories which we need, we set the name for the share directory, and here we create two shares, which is called lowercase and lowercase 30,000, and we set that it is case sensitive. The default case is lower. We want to not preserve the case, and special options here, and have a normal, simple share and one with 30,000 files in there, because the bug existed only if you reached a certain number of files in a share. Here we say, now provision it, which means write out the config file with these additions. So we have a standard smb.conf routine which creates the standards, and we just add these two shares. This provisions it with the options, and after that you tell it start, and you tell it what to start. Here we start the file server, so SMBD. We don't start NMBD, and we start WinBind, I guess. We create the directories for these two shares and create some files in there, lowercase, uppercase, and numbers, and then we create a share with 30,000 files in there. And that's it. It's probably what you need to do is to tell that the file server has a special IP address, which is 35 at the end. This is important for Socket Wrapper to set it up correctly. You plan the environment or the target to set up and call the function to set up the file server. So this is how you set up a new target you can run. So this is simple SMBD with some special share. And then we wrote a test, which is a simple bash script. You pass several arguments to it. So we, to this bash script, we pass the server, the domain name, the username, the password, the prefix for the self-test environment, and the SMB client binary. These are all moved here into some variables. Then we have a function which is called test SMB client, which runs SMB client. We want to test SMB client with different protocol levels, like SMB1, SMB2, and SMB3. The share name is lowercase, and here we go through the protocol list, and for each protocol, we run SMB client, and this is the name of the test, then the protocol, we pass to the function, the share name, and that's the command we are running. So inside of SMB client, we call ls for one, and afterwards we specify the username and the password for it. And then we also download it and remove it again. Then we do the same for an uppercase A, the file is called uppercase A. We do it the same for that, for lowercase. And then we also do it for the other share and look up, well, is there the correct file in there with a high number which we created, and then do the same. And that's really the simple test. And that verifies just a bug we had some weeks ago. So that's really all you need to do. First create a target, then create a simple test which runs SMB client. And now comes the test planning for it. And Yeah, here is an example. All we need to do, for example, is to copy this line plan test suite, give it a name, tell it the environment to run against, and then specify the script. This would be now the test lowercase bash script, and pass the options, which is requires the server name, domain name, password, user ID or username, prefix and SMB client, which is 3. So this test gets some more options, but all we need to do is to pass them, and then the test is planned and executed. I will finish this and upload it somewhere, and that you can, if you want to write a test, I will have it somewhere around as an easy example how to, in which steps you need to do to actually add a simple bash script test which runs SMB client or something like that. But that's all. In the wiki, we have a site which is called Writing Torture Tests, and inside there it is also running torture tests, and there we describe more or less all the options which you can pass to the make test command to set up different environments, what variables are available, how to use them, and normally I try to keep that up to date. At the moment, that's the only documentation we have more or less for the self-test suite. I will try to find some time to extend it, but yeah, it's pretty easy to use. Go to this website and you will learn more about torture tests and how to run them. Yeah, that's the end. Any questions?
Thank you, Andreas. There is the first question or comment.
I think we need to sort of make clear that we distinguish between tests and test suite, because when you get the output of make test, it only lists the test suites,
yeah,
and not really the tests. And
yeah,
also the pattern matching works only for test suite name, not
yeah,
really the individual test.
Yeah, that's true.
Second thing is, there is a way to generate the list.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you as soon as the build completes.
Okay.
More questions, comments? Yes?
So if you run the tests, is it possible to also generate code coverage? So you see which lines of code the tests get through?
We have this in the build farm, but I don't know how this is done. It's probably somewhere hidden in the build farm repository which runs the test, how to do that. But we have, if you go to build.samba.org, you will find a build with test coverage and then see, I think you can browse all the files and see how many test coverage we have, which lines gets executed.
Yes, one more.
Can you test with real clients if you want to? I mean, for coding, it's probably all you need, one machine, but sometimes it's probably would be nice to have real clients testing.
What do you mean by real clients testing?
I mean, not the virtual, only that the client is on the same machine as the server, but real clients have accessing the server over a real network.
That's not part of the self-test suite.
Okay.
We have something which is called WinTest, where we run against Windows or Windows clients against it. That's probably doing it, but that's not the self. It's not the purpose of the self-test suite to have this. It's an easy way to test to run our integration tests against our server. The daemon and the client think they are doing real network traffic. It's just that we translate it into Unix domain socket traffic. Yeah, we still have WinTest, which executes Windows clients or runs Windows clients against our server.
Any more questions or comments? If not, thank you once again, Andreas.